This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The, AIER, the American Institute for Economic Research, is calling this proposal by Bill de Blasio, who is a Democratic presidential candidate, quote, the worst regulation ever proposed.
Salacious.
And that is the story that you brought in, Richie, to comment on the story we've been commenting on, which is the opinion piece written by de Blasio over at Wired Magazine, where he says that if he's elected president, he'll create a new federal agency called the Federal Automation Worker Protection Agency, a.k.a. FAWPA, and that they will basically get in the way of any kind of automation progress and demand not only increased taxes from those companies, but also basically say, whoa, you can't do anything new. You can't bring any new automation equipment in here. You can't bring a new robot in until you do A or B, which is to say you either give the people who you're replacing new jobs, so no cost cut whatsoever, or you give them a severance package that is some, you know,
which would be a
federally approved thing.
Long-term cost cut. It almost seems to me like the penalty is designed to be so onerous that no one bothers to attempt it.
To upgrade, you mean?
To upgrade
something?
Yeah.
That's what he wants
you
to do.
You can upgrade, but it costs so much that no one will do it.
Right, because normally it does cost a lot in advance, because robotic technology is still pretty new.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to pay a lot of money for that robot burger flipper. If you're the first company to put the robot burger flipper into place, you're going to pay the highest price.
Yeah.
And until it can be developed and, you know, costs can be lowered.
But you don't have to worry. Do you have to worry about whether Kyle's going to show up for work or
That's
not?
True.
You know?
Or complain about it or spit in the food or do something worse.
Or punch a hole in the wall. That's
right.
What Kyle does.
Yeah.
Punches a hole. He's upset.
Only in the drywall.
Bam. Right in the hole. Drywall.
Exactly. So that's one of the things he's proposing. Then he also wants a tax on companies that eliminate jobs through increased automation. So even after you've gotten through the regulation process from FAWPA, if you then do replace a job, even though you've created another job, they're going to hit you with a tax that's going to make it even more burdensome. He says 5 years of payroll taxes up front for each employee eliminated, and then goes on to claim that he's going to give those employees federal union jobs so they can be taken care of.
And they'll pay payroll taxes on top of that as well.
They sure will. He goes on with just a little bit more here from the article in Wired. He says, my plan wouldn't... Oh, then he actually attacks UBI. So he goes after some of the other Democratic candidates.
That was surprising, because that's the other solution for technological advancements is, well, you're going to lose your job, so here's a check for a universal basic income to get you through.
And I don't support UBI myself, because it's basically just a big welfare check for people. And I do agree with de Blasio that it is not a substitute for, you know, actually working, that it will certainly discourage people from working in that case.
I've seen proposals to do a UBI for your own personal benefit or company's benefit or whatever. And for those, I'd support it. If you feel like you're going to further your organization by giving out a UBI, then do that.
Wait, you're saying a private company would be giving a UBI?
That kind of thing.
Huh.
So cryptos. They create currency and give it to the poor, that kind of thing.
If it's done voluntarily, I got no problem with it.
But I still don't think it would work. Even if done voluntarily,
so far the
tests
have not worked.
Yeah.
There have been some small scale tests of UBI, and they've not. They've been abandoned actually before the testing period was supposed to be done. He goes on. He says, My plan wouldn't accept a post-work future. Instead, it would hasten a work-filled future, one where we use technological advancement to bridge the gap between our current workforce at risk of being made redundant by automation and the resilient union workforce we need.
Unions with stone hammers. pounding out the future.
Spoons to dig the ditches. Right. Then you need a whole bunch of more workers.
All right, the shovel is just far too large.
Too efficient. A robot tax will help us create stable, good-paying, middle-class jobs for generations to come. Last week, I visited the Port of Los Angeles, the site of one of the newest battles over workplace automation. Thousands of members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union took to the streets this spring to protest a plan to replace their jobs with gigantic, automated, remote-controlled container-moving vehicles. Their story shows the power that a united group of working people has, but it also shows the limits of how far even they can go without the help of the government. The company and port officials have ignored their pleas so far. Well, wait a minute. Isn't the port the government? Like, aren't ports normally government operations, or am I wrong about that? Going on, he says, and hundreds of jobs may now be lost. Workers like the longshoremen and the American communities that depend on them need the government to be on their side if they're going to survive the onslaught of automation. That means creating an automation policy that puts workers, not corporations, first.
It would seem like protesting automation is a bad idea, because that's just more evidence to the company of
that
why
you need to be cut.
Yeah. See, the robot's not going to throw a fit and not work for 5 days. Right, it's just going to do its thing.
It's going to show up, and somebody's going to come in and oil the thing every now and then. Yeah. That's about it.
How about you show that you're of value to the organization in some other way, and then get transitioned into a better job by being of value to the organization, as opposed to throwing a fit.
People attempt to apply to Free Talk Live all the time because everybody wants to be a talk show host and make money being a talk show host. What they don't understand is Ian and I make no money being talk show hosts.
It's not a whole lot of money in talk shows.
No. We make money because there's an organization that, puts together some advertising and those sorts of things, but the being a talk show host? No, there's no pay.
That's true.
There is no line item that is Ian's pay for being a talk show host.
That's true.
None of that. And, it's like, well, come on in. Be part of the Free Talk Live organization. Create value.
To be fair, this is the highlight of my week. I'll be honest with you. I wanted to do it.
I don't know if that's sad.
Excellent.
Or a compliment.
No, it's a compliment. It's totally a compliment.
So much for your
stuff. Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. We've been much more successful with cryptocurrency over the years than broadcast radio. It's not for me. I don't do this for the money. I do this because it's important. I do it because getting the word out about freedom is important to me. And, even if there were no advertising dollars coming in, I'd still do it. In fact, we did the show for years when there were no advertising dollars coming in. That was the first 5 years of Free Talk Live. We didn't have a single it wasn't even worth trying to sell the show back then. So let's get to some of the commentary. Now, you don't have to read the whole piece here, but I thought it was important to, share de Blasio's pitch. And if you're out there listening to this and this sounds good to you and you're excited about this, you think that you need the government to protect your job, I really want to hear from you tonight. If you want to jump on the phones, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you that uncertain of your own abilities to go out and change your thing that you do, to go and learn a new skill, to go and find a new opportunity, to create a new opportunity? Are you that uncertain that you have to turn to the government goons in order to protect yourself?
Yeah, it's...
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, well, he's got Marxism with robots is what he's got. This is... But this sort of song and dance has a lot of gravitas right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are believing this is that, wow, in the time of some of the greatest employment in my lifetime, we need to get prepared for when the jobs will not be here. What? What evidence is there won't be jobs?
Are you guys familiar with the term fully automated luxury communism?
No.
Sounds right, though.
It's basically like the post-scarcity world that the commies online dream of.
Ah, yes.
Where everything is automated.
It's a Venus Project.
Sure. And you don't have to do anything.
Right. You can just make art all day or have sex or whatever.
Whatever
video
you
want
to do.
Right.
Because the robots have taken over all the important stuff.
Yeah.
And you're good. So would they support this?
Of course they would.
Well, how could they? Because this is a job.
Oh, it stands in the way of the robots.
It stands in the way of the robots.
Ooh, interesting. So there may be a division between the lefties on this.
I don't know. It's...
Yeah, you may see a schism over, you know, like the futuristic robot Marxist lefties, the Venus Project people that you're describing here, are going to be against de Blasio's
plan. Should be.
The toll-free number here, and if he's going against the UBI, then the Andrew Yang people will be against it. Because I think the Andrew Yang supporters would be more likely to be that group that you're talking about. 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. We'll talk about why this is one of the worst proposals ever. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. demo.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And that's where you can join us and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. It is a live Sunday show. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And also, I want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. That is the newish site. So I think it's entering its third month here, maybe fourth month. It's not been around very long. Started a few months ago. And it allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash without any pesky identification requirements to sign up for the site. The people running local.bitcoin.com, they don't care who you are. They don't need to ask because they're not holding your Bitcoin Cash for you. Like on the other sites that do this, like the bigger sites that have been around for a little while longer, they demand ID from you now. There's no way to get away with, like, that other big site. They require identification from all their sellers, and it's not cool. And local.bitcoin.com is avoiding that, which is awesome. So get on over to local.bitcoin.com. There's, again, dozens of payment methods that you can use to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash there. And it's private. And also, communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So the administrators of the website cannot read your conversations unless you specifically authorize them to do so. So, like, let's say you needed to dispute a transaction with, you know, somebody's trying to scam you or whatever. You need to bring in an arbitrator. Well, you can give permission to the arbitrator to see it. But that's it. So, man, it's up to you to do that. Local.bitcoin.com.
I was watching the Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel today.
Oh, yeah.
And have you been to giftcards.bitcoin.com recently?
Not recently, but I have been there.
It is full of places that you can spend Bitcoin Cash to get gift cards.
That's so cool.
It's amazing. It just keeps going and going. There's so many options here. Just look under, and it's broken out into categories, restaurants. It just keeps going and going.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the future, robots, automation. This Bill de Blasio guy, who's from New York, wants to be the president. He's saying he's going to create a whole new government bureaucracy to stand in the way of progress. And I'm wondering how you feel about it. Let's go to Lida in Charleston,
yes,
listening to WTMA, yes, in South Carolina.
You said my name right. Thank you.
Hi,
very much.
Hi, Lida.
Hi,
yeah, you're welcome.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I got a few things I wanted to share about the robots. Just to go back into history, do you remember the old switchboards and phones? Those,
I know they existed, yes, with like an operator
sitting there
plugging in,
yeah,
and unplugging, mm-hmm, wires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mother
they
was
were replaced
one.
Eventually. They were eventually replaced by new technology. And then eventually they lost their jobs. And nobody does that anymore. They had answering machines. Answering machines took their place. That worked out really well. Now we have phones, and you can get messages on your phone, and it did eliminate other jobs. And I don't like the idea.
Right, like the old telegram guy that would sit there and transmit your messages across the wires. They lost all their jobs.
Yeah, the operators just didn't have a strong enough union.
Uh-huh. That's what it was. It union?
He's joking.
That's crazy. What about the milkman who used to deliver milk? That doesn't happen anymore either. Those jobs are all replaced. We go to the store now, we buy milk. It may not even be milk. It could be soy milk. Anyway, my point is, I don't think it's a great idea.
What do you mean? What's not a great idea specifically?
Having robots take people's jobs, but unfortunately it's going to happen. And I do believe we should be compensated, but I don't know how that system's going to be the government.
So you would have preferred operators and milkmen still operating like their services today?
Yeah, people lost jobs. People having an income instead of it being substituted.
But those people got other jobs.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And the thing is, they can get another job, like be trained. Like you were saying, you know, we go to the public high school, not the public high school.
But do you think you could do a milkman's job?
It's not me. But
no, but I'm saying, do you think you could? Because I feel like I could. I don't feel like I need training. Walk up, wander up to a door, drop some milk off. It doesn't sound difficult.
You got to collect,
too.
Well, but that milkman now has to get trained to do something more advanced.
What kind of training are we talking about here? Be an Uber driver?
Well,
use a turn signal. Tick, 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 tick. I mean,
well, they're going to eliminate those jobs, too.
Fine.
Uber wants to make a completely automated source. But now, wait a minute, Lida, I guess I'm confused. I mean, are you saying, it sounds like on one hand, you understand that these jobs have to go away because progress is being made, but you feel bad about progress?
Yeah, I hate to say it. I am divided. I'm divided because on the one hand, it does serve. Like, for example, we have surgery now that's a laser and it's a machine. Now, that's not perfect. I wouldn't want to be operated on a machine with laser. On the other hand, it saves lives, so that's a good thing. So the other person's not where you're totally replaced by a machine, automated. You know, so I'm kind of the give-take, I don't know, but not to let a person be left out in the cold and have nothing unless you get them training. You know what I mean? Money's not going to, you got to train them.
Well, who's responsible for that training then? That's the other question.
That's a great question. I don't think the government, I don't know.
It's the business that wants to hire is responsible for training.
Or the individual who wants to learn a new skill so he can add value to the organization.
I think it's important to point out that every one of those jobs that disappeared, whether it be the blacksmiths or whether it be the milkman or whether it be the, you know, the operator, they were all of those people found other work if that's what they wanted to do, if they wanted to go out and find other work. In fact, the population has increased since that time. And there are still jobs available. So there's still, I can walk down Main Street here in Keene, New Hampshire, and find half a dozen jobs within, you know, probably 20 or 30 minutes just walking down Main Street.
All we need is more robots to do those jobs.
Well, you know what else, too? You had a keyword there, if that's what they want to do. There's still the other system, you know, that I'm talking about, when you're paid to sit on your couch and supposedly, quote-unquote, get a job.
Lida, I don't know if you're on, like, a speakerphone or something, but it's getting kind of hard to understand you.
Oh, was it bad before or is it worse now?
Because it's better now that you now when you're saying that, it sounds better.
It's less muffled.
Okay, I must be in a bad. Is that better?
You're better now. Go ahead with what.
Okay,
can you
cool.
just kind of rewind for just a moment? What were you just saying?
Yeah, I was saying that basically, that you had a key there that you said. You said if that's what you want to do. In other words, if you're outsourced for a job or a robot or something replaces you, and you're giving the opportunity either to the company to get a better job, they'll train you for the next position. Or you choose not to, and you want to train yourself, there's the other contingent where you don't have to do a thing. You get paid by the government, quote-unquote, to sit around and nothing.
Well, nobody wants that, right? Like, you don't support that, having the government pay people to sit around. Okay, good. Well, we can agree on that. Light, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
About doing a job you love. As much of a great idea as it is and how wonderful it sounds, I mean, I'm a talk show host. I do a job I love. I'm certainly not going to complain about that. But I'm willing to acknowledge that my father shoveled coal and, was a mold maker for Tropicana for decades in order to get me to where I was. That people have built this country, most of them, did jobs they did not love.
Yep.
And very difficult work. And they spent all their, you know, days doing it. And that, you know, sometimes work's just work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's what propagates the idea, the mentality that you're not supposed to enjoy your job? Because so many generations, like, just did work for work's sake?
I don't know. I think you should enjoy your job because it's better to enjoy things you're doing than not enjoy them. But sometimes the thing, when you look at it, you know, sort of step back and take that panoramic look of your life, sometimes, you know, you do to get money things that you would not otherwise do.
All right, 855-450-FREE. If you want to comment, we got plenty of room for your calls and thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump has called off Afghanistan peace talks with the Taliban that had been secretly planned for Camp David this weekend.
We've made enormous progress.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told ABC's This Week that the Taliban had made commitments to break with Al-Qaeda, begin reconciliation talks with the Afghan government, and reduce violence.
And then the Taliban overreached. They killed an American in an effort to gain leverage at the negotiating table. And President Trump said enough.
But Afghan presidential spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says,
we didn't see any commitment by the Taliban for any peace process, except talking and then, continuing to kill Afghans and our partners.
The Taliban says it was satisfied with the peace deal, and President Trump's decision to cancel the Camp David talks have hurt U.S. credibility. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You may contact us to talk about whatever's on your mind, although people want to talk about the future of robots and automation and jobs. There's a lot of fear-mongering being thrown around out there by politicians especially, and of course, activist organizations who want to benefit financially from, scaring people. Because when you scare somebody, they're more willing to part with their money to try to prevent the future that they believe is coming. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Mark.
So I want to let you know about Balance of Nature. Mark, you've been taking the Balance of Nature for, what, how long now?
A few weeks,
okay.
And
I'm only on, like, a few days.
Yeah, what I think is interesting about it is these fruit and veggie pills that they have, tablets, capsules that they have. If you take three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And that's a lot of nutrition. This is food. It's not like you can overdose on this stuff. You could take the whole bottle. It's just food. I'm not recommending taking the whole bottle. But there's some days that you can't get that kind of nutrition that you need to get, and it's a good idea to get it in some manner or another. And people are reporting all kinds of benefits from taking the product here. You can go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping after your third month. Balance of Nature will ship it to you at no charge, an additional set of fruit and veggies. So if you're on for 3 months, they'll give you some free fruits and veggies. So this is a limited time offer. Don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code FTL. That's balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL. Our coworker, I don't know what to call him, Riley Blake, the guy who produces the digest for Free Talk Live, he works at the company. That's how we kind of got hooked up with them. And they are big radio advertisers, there's no doubt. And it's a busy place that employs a lot of people, which leads me to presume that, you know, A, they've been around for quite some time, and B, they're going to be around for quite a bit more time. And they're very successful because a lot of people are taking it and enjoying it. Free Talk Live, excuse me, it's balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts, and we'll get into, I forget which institute it was, but there's an article that
A-I-E-R.
Sort of responds to de Blasio's propaganda piece, essentially saying that we need the government to protect us from robots in that future. Let's go to Robert. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Robert.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, the lady who was just on was quite right about that. And the future is coming, and there's nothing that you or anybody else can do, or us or anybody else can do to stop it. I've seen the future. I lived in Germany. I was a member of the Bundesverband der Deutschen Übersetzerfallungsverband Sachsen. And
the what?
You know, that was the German Translator Association Sachsen chapter, and I conducted tours for people coming in from all over the world to visit Germany to see the newest technologies. And one of the places we visited frequently was the Volkswagen Werk in Zwickau, which is the Volkswagen factory in Zwickau. At that time, it was the most advanced factory in the world. And you could see how very, very, very few people worked there. It was unbelievable. They had little red ropes that hung down, and nobody around to pull them, really. I don't know how they knew about, you know, if something was wrong, because there was nobody really around watching. But these machines were just working. It was a factory practically empty of people. You wouldn't believe it. You'd never seen anything like it in your life. The machines were doing a perfect job. I mean, you could see that the machines were working perfectly doing it. And this was already, let me see, maybe 16 years ago, 16, 17, 18 years ago, somewhere in there. I left Germany in 2005, by the way. And they were already that far. And in Baden-Württemberg, Saxony, and Rheinland-Pfalz, I would say Saxony and Baden-Württemberg is number one, and Saxony used to be number a close competitor with Saxony, with Baden-Württemberg. Saxony was before it fell behind the Iron Curtain, and then of course it fell behind. But on the other hand, it's picked up very, very quickly because the Saxonians are.
And what are these? Are these companies that you're talking about?
No, these are provinces of Germany. The two, Saxony and Baden-Württemberg before Hitler came in were slightly after he came in. We're always number one and number two, always competing with each other to be number one because they were the most technologically advanced. But they were the locomotives of Germany, and Germany's the locomotives of Europe. And you can see what has happened. Even though Germany lost the war, you can see Europe is coming together under a German head for the most part. France is close behind, and France cooperates with Germany very closely. Actually, the industrial triangle of Germany is northern Italy, eastern France, and Germany.
So what is it you're getting at here? I'm getting at
that people are not going to be needed except in research and development and maybe personal services or something like that. But the most important high-paying jobs are going to be the brilliant minds who are going to operate these fully automated economies, and there's no way. And also, very shortly, maybe I'll just miss it. But my sister, who's 10 years younger than I am, my mom and her sister involved in aging research, and they use telomere extension to make mice young again, and they've had it in the newspaper. And my mom said the U.S. government sweeping under the carpet because they did the research at any age. So my mom said, "You want to hear it?" So I said, "Yeah." So we drove
over. Slow down, man. Slow down. I understand you're excited, but it's getting a little hard to understand you.
Or keep up.
Yeah, the telomere research is promising.
What I'm saying is that the problem of mortality has already been overcome, but the government wouldn't let the researchers finish the research. There were some German researchers and American researchers involved in the research, and it's called telomere extension.
But do you actually believe that jobs are going to go away? You don't think that new jobs will be created over time? That new ideas?
Anything repetitive is going away. The only place where
that's not a bad thing, right?
No, but it has to be very properly organized. Otherwise, some people are going to be swept under the bus. They're going to have no money, and if it's not properly organized,
some will.
Well, if they don't have any money, that's not, you know, anybody else's problem but their own, because they didn't save any money for a rainy day or whatever.
This is going to go on and on forever. This is not a problem that's going to – the money is going to be sucked up into the hands of half of a percent of the people who own the –
You mean the government? Because they're talking – because that's what they're talking about.
Talking about the rich people.
The people who own the means of production, basically. It's going to be –
Yeah, but that's where de Blasio is wrong, and thank you for the call tonight, Robert. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Because he alludes to that in his article, suggesting that, well, all these corporations will benefit from the robots and profits are profits. Well, now, wait a minute. If every corporation puts robots into play, that means they're all going to still be in competition with one another. So that's one of the reasons why the robots, okay, well, McDonald's has a robot. All right, well, now Burger King's going to get the robot. And so, you know, Wendy's going to get the robot. And then that means they're not, none of those companies will be paying that same overhead for all that staff, so they can actually reduce their menu item costs across the board, which doesn't mean more profits necessarily. It means they have to lower their costs because of competition. You may actually end up seeing similar profits at the end of the day because of competition continuing to bring the prices down. Yeah, if they were still charging the same price after they had lowered their overhead, let's say they cut their overhead in half. You know, the price of the humans, or they have very few humans left. It's all automated. And then they keep their prices high. Well, as soon as the other company that just automated themselves down the street lowers their prices, guess what's going to happen to the first company? They're either going to have to lower their prices, or they're going to go out of business.
Yeah, let's look at during the economic downturn in, say, 2008, and that kind of time frame. I guess it's like 2005, 2008. These fast food places that you've just mentioned them, they had dollar menus. You could get
That's right. They still do.
Sort of. No, they have value menus now.
I've seen dollar menus in some places, but you don't get much food for a dollar.
Not anymore.
Right. I don't know that any of them still have a dollar menu, but all right.
I've seen it within the last 5 years.
All right. Well, 5 years is a long time.
I don't go to fast food that often.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking, and I do, and so I'm asking you not to correct me on this
okay.
one. I don't think that they very many of these places have dollar menus left over, and... But during the economic downturn when, well, the price of labor dropped and these companies understood that their customers weren't willing or able to spend that much money, they created menus that were quite expansive. In many cases, these dollar menus had, you know, 8, 9, 10 items on them, and it's enough to keep you going. I wonder, when you don't have to pay employees to produce this stuff, how low is this pricing going to go? Are we going to see the return of a 25-cent McDonald's hamburger?
I doubt that.
Maybe.
The other idea that he brought up really quickly that I think we should expand upon is...
Let's do that in a moment. Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss.
You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and the features we have there are completely free. If you do want to support the show, you can do that for just $5 a month over at the AMP program, just like Edwardian has done. He is a Free Talk Live amplifier who is at the silver level. Silver is what we're asking for. That's the $5 a month thing. Now, some people are doing 10. Some people do more than that. And, you know, obviously, if you want to send more, that's great. We appreciate it. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That means that it's money that we can invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, liberty, peace, cryptocurrency, the stuff that we talk about regularly here on the radio. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to some bonuses like the AMP chat rooms on our Discord server. There's the new AMP-only call-in line room there as well on Discord, so that's pretty cool. Plus, if you're still hanging out on Facebook, there is the AMP-only Facebook group. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with PayPal. You can also use your credit card and Bitcoin BTC. Let's go to Kelly in North Dakota listening to KTGO in Tioga. Hi, Kelly. You're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
I work in a pre-automated industry, even though we do have a lot of we have both. And mm-hmm.
Is this the oil industry? I'm just guessing.
Yeah, oil and gas. Yeah. North Dakota oil and gas. And my company that I work for actually produces or builds the rigs and the automation, but we have yet to replace the actual roughnecks.
Because right, so the guy's working out on the oil rig.
Yes, sir. And then the guys that work for me actually fix the automated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there something special about the roughneck position that doesn't lend itself to automation currently?
Well,
there's some tough mother efforts. That's for sure.
Granted,
God has blessed those guys.
Not only that, but when you take and you drill a 28,000 feet of pipe and turn it at a 90-degree angle, 8,000 feet down below the ground, there's a lot of variables. And, I mean, we have programmers and that can, you know, make the programs to drill. And there's so many, but there's too many variables. The human interaction coupled with the automation is what makes your oil $50-something a barrel right now. Because
you're saying the humans can react to something going wrong that maybe the robots wouldn't be able to detect as quickly or as efficiently?
And yes, something like that. There's just so many different things that can happen all at once.
Yeah.
And it's hard to a program is a prediction. A prediction, this happens, then we do this.
Right.
But it's so dynamic that it's hard to, you'll never replace the roughnecks. Never.
Interesting.
You may have less of them, and they all make more money now, but you're never going to get rid of them because somebody has to keep the damn stuff running.
Yeah. They're always going to have them, and that's true with so many industries out there. Somebody's got to be in charge. Somebody's got to be watching this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the brink of automating your job, then you should be looking at this and moving to North Dakota and learning how to be a roughneck to get paid bank.
You know,
now.
But what I say is bring it and try to replace me. If you, I'm a resilient tough old bird. So you try to replace me, and what I'll do is I'll improvise, adapt, and overcome.
There you go.
I'll
that's the attitude, right?
That's
modern problems require modern solutions.
Real-life John Henry.
That's the attitude, though, right there, that keeps somebody in the game, right? It's the idea of, hey, you try to replace me, I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to adapt. I'm going to overcome, improvise. I love that attitude. That's what people need to have instead of,
you the remember, machines. Are you guys Trekkies?
Trekkies. I've seen the shows.
I am not.
Well, but there was a test that's called the Kobayashi Maru test that all the captains took. And you remember how Kirk passed it? Because he's the only one that ever passed it.
No. Did he hack the system or break the system in some way?
He never believed in a no-win scenario. So what he did is he changed the rules, a.k.a. maybe cheated, but because he would not give up and he never surrendered.
Yeah, that's awesome. The truth.
Very cool, Kelly. Anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight? I really appreciate it.
Nope. Just know that the boys in the Bakken will keep that oil flowing.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you guys listening out there, too. KTGO, great station, and thank you for the call tonight. In fact, I got a notice the other day that they're now on FM, but I haven't actually opened the email yet, so I'm happy to hear that. We love it when our AM stations get themselves in what they call in the business an FM translator. It looks like it's 92.7 now there in Tioga, North Dakota. Basically, everybody listening is working in the oil business. Every time somebody calls in, I'm like, you work in the oil business?
Yep.
That's an industry that drove up wages in other industries when it took off in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's right.
Because for a while, like Walmart was posting entry-level jobs at like $17, $18 an hour.
Wow, just to compete.
Because they couldn't compete with everyone going to North Dakota for the oil.
Yeah.
They couldn't get workers.
We knew a guy who went out there and he's got a job. He's not a roughneck. He just got a job driving the roughnecks around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's unwilling to leave. He's making such good money. Yeah.
So, hey, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If everybody had that guy's attitude, then
the whole game changes.
This whole fear-mongering game by the politicians wouldn't affect anybody because they'd all laugh at the politicians and be like, I'll be fine. Oh, am I going to get replaced by a robot? No big deal. I'll be all right. I'll find something else. If there's nothing else, I'll create something. Because if you actually had a free market, which we don't, you've got a regulated, controlled marketplace here in the United States. But if you had a free market, you could go out there and start your own business. You could start your shoeshine business or whatever it is that, you know, you come up with to create a product or a service in the marketplace that maybe has never been offered before. Maybe you can think up something new. Because you don't always have to just get another job, right? Like, that's sort of what people think, but that's not necessarily the only or best solution.
Absolutely.
So, you have a piece that is going to criticize Bill de Blasio. As though we haven't done enough, I suspect the experts over at the American Enterprise Institute
The American Institute for Economic Research,
A-I-E-R. A-I-E-R.
.org.
So they,
is that Jeffrey Tucker's?
It might be.
I think it might be.
He does post there. This is not a Jeffrey Tucker criticism, critique. Okay.
They say this proposal by de Blasio to regulate robots, to create a federal agency, is one of the worst ever.
The worst regulation ever proposed.
All right.
So I'm going to skip down because they summarized that part of it. So Mayor de Blasio's first idea would be one of the most far-reaching and destructive regulations in American history. A federal agency with a permitting process for any company seeking to increase automation that would displace workers, which is what we talked about in the article, is essentially a political veto over workplace innovations at nearly every business in America.
Yep.
Right. Whoever's in charge of the government gets to decide what the right automation is.
Well, the Democrats have decided that innovation in this area is bad. It's not Republicans that are rushing out in this particular one. I'm not picking my favorites here, although I probably do have favorites. The Republicans aren't doing this. This is every Democrat who's running for president right now is trying to one-up the last guy who just spoke.
More free stuff for more people. The result would be a de facto ban on productivity improvements across all professions. After all, there aren't too many sectors in the modern economy where automation isn't playing at least a limited role. Even the oldest agricultural and industrial sectors and professions have undergone a certain amount of automation over time and continue to do so today.
I mean, even on the farms, it's making farming more efficient.
Well, and that's a whole separate issue as well, right, is the improvements on the tractors are causing it where farmers can't even fix their own gear because they have a license for the tractor.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to take it to a John Deere specialist.
That's not good.
That's not good, but don't forget now that a guy, because of that John Deere tractor, can farm 1,000 acres one man.
Mm-hmm.
50 years ago, completely impossible.
Just get the Chinese ripoff. Probably cost half as much.
I don't know the Chinese, make a Chinese ripoff tractor, but maybe they do.
I'm sure they do.
I bet they do in China.
It's on the way.
These automation improvements have been essential to growing businesses and the economy more generally. Automation advancements also create new and better jobs. It isn't always clear initially how automation will affect workers, but the evolution of markets and innovations always provide interesting and usually beneficial surprises.
Yeah, unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Right? We don't know what it's going to be, but we know it will be there.
We can read the futurist theories on what might happen, 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the great things about it is you don't know what's going to come around, and you don't know how it's going to be used, and you don't know who's going to make improvements upon that to really, really utilize
it. Just one idea can blossom into so much. A perfect example, of course, is Bitcoin, this creation by Satoshi Nakamoto, someone who we don't even know who that is. It's an anonymous person. And look at all of the productivity and all of the jobs and the businesses that have sprung from just that one creation.
The freedom, the innovation, everything. Our lives are significantly better because of blockchain technology.
Right, and because it was not licensed, right? It wasn't a copyrighted thing. It was just free, released to the world, open source. There's more coming up here. Hour 3's next, Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to help you, you've got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.